नरयनं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत् नष्टप्रयेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भगवता सेवया भगवती उत्तमाश्लोके भक्ति भवती नैष्ठिकी ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय Canto 4, Chapter 22. Prithu Maharaj's meeting with the Kumaras. Text number 32. Nata parataro loke. Umsa swaratavya tikrama. Radi anasya prayastvam. Not. After this. Paratara. Greater. Loke. In this world. Pumsa. Of the living entities. Swartha. Interest. Vyatikrama. Obstruction. Dadadi. Beyond that. Anyasya. Of others. Prayastvam. To be more interesting. Atmana. For the self. Swa. Own. Vyatikramat, by obstruction. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Laisi Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada Ki. There is no stronger obstruction to one's self-interest than thinking other subject matters to be more pleasing than one's self-interest. Please repeat. There is no stronger obstruction to one's self-interest than thinking other subject matters to be more pleasing than one's self-interest. Purport. Human life is especially meant for self-realization. Self refers to the super self and the individual self, the supreme personality of Godhead and the living entity. When, however, one becomes more interested in the body and bodily sense gratification, he creates for himself obstructions on the path of self-realization. By the influence of Maya, one becomes more interested in sense gratification, which is prohibited in this world for those interested in self-realization. Instead of becoming interested in sense gratification, one should divert his activities to satisfy the senses of the Supreme Soul. Anything performed contrary to this principle is certainly against one's self-interest. Hare Krishna. We are fortunate, not because of my being here. I think we are fortunate because of Prabhu, the proper disciple, and Sababhuma Prabhu from Vrindavan. Brother Basi, the senior devotees here. So by their presence, we are very fortunate. And I will be very shy to speak before them. So please don't take my shyness seriously. They are here. Although I'm sitting here, but I feel that they are going to say something, which I will repeat. My friend, Ekalavia Prabhu, we are in the same devotee DVC section. And all of you wonderful devotees here. So it's my great fortune to be among all of you. So the verse here is saying that we have no stronger obstruction to our self-interest than thinking other subject matters to be more pleasing than oneself in realization. That is the message. And Srila Prabhupada started the purport straight ahead by saying that human life is especially meant for self-realization. Lord Sadhguru, in the fifth canto of Bhagavatam, he gave his last instruction to his sons. So he told them, "My dear boys, in this material world, since gratification is available to all species of life, in fact, if you carefully look at all the living entities in this material world, the living entities in the human form of life are more miserable than other entities. Animals never construct buildings for their residence. They never construct universities for their children, for their education. Now look at the anthills. I'm born in a village, so we have a lot of anthills. If you look at their architectural design, they are more sophisticated and more advanced than our present chief engineers. Where did they get their knowledge from? Krishna gives the intelligence, he gives the knowledge. We see that animals have no contraceptive tablet. Is it not true? Animals have hospitals. We have hospitals. After eating very nicely with our scientific cooking, we go to the hospital and die. Presently, we have more hospitals and more doctors than before. But have our diseases decreased or have increased? We have more problems than before. As more doctors are coming, more diseases also come along with it. So we are living in a complex society. This complexity is created by our desire to gratify the senses. Once, Ramanujacharya was traveling with his disciples. So he came across a small river. So Ramanujacharya, he sat down And the devotees, they serve him prasadam. He took half of the prasad. The remnant, he threw it into the water. Instantly, a fish caught hold of that prasad, ate it. In the next moment, this fish developed four hands and went back to Vaikuntha. Ramanujacharya stood up and started going. His disciples did not follow him. Some of them were removing their dhoti, their kurta, to jump into the water. Ramanujacharya, he turned back and saw they were not following him. He said, "Please, come on, let's go." They say, "Gurudev, how can we go? We just saw a miracle before our eyes. But you did not explain to us what has just happened. So how can we go?" Ramanujacharya said, "I just wanted to show you the potency of Mahaprasada." The disciples, they asked him, "But we have been taking Mahaprasada from you many times. The fish took only once. Why is it that we have never experienced such a miracle? We want to experience the same thing." Ramanujacharya said, "These animals, they are, materially speaking, inferior to human beings. But they have one quality which we men are lacking of. These animals, their life is very simple. They are straight. You human beings, you have crooked intelligence. Therefore, the miracle is not working in their life. Make your life straight." Please make your life straight. Sense gratification means that we want to put ourselves in the center and remove Krishna, which is not possible. We cannot do that. We don't have the qualification to do that. Krishna has been the supreme personality of God, the supreme interior, eternally. And we are his eternal servant, not masters. Gratification of senses means selfishness. My situation, not yours. Krishna consciousness means not my situation, but Krishna. The opposite. So sense gratification, Prabhupada has mentioned this word in this verse so many times. Sense gratification, sense gratification, sense gratification. And throughout the whole purpose of Prabhupada, sense gratification. Why sense gratification? So dangerous. Because sense gratification means the body. I am this body. I am the controller. I am the master. Therefore, everything which is within my jurisdiction, it is meant for me. We are thieves. Because we never own anything. Claiming to own someone's property, is that civilization? Is that human? Claiming someone's property as our own. Is that human? Is it civilization? Is it education? Does it mean we are advanced? We are not. Therefore, we are living miserable life. More than the animals. Sense gratification. It's an abomination. So, we have been informed here. There can be nothing, an obstruction, so someone's wife life means that
No one can make anyone not to become a devotee if we are not ourselves the obstruction. And most of the times, the plans, the acharyas, the guru, Krishna have made for us, we are the obstructions because we are deviant. We are an obstruction to the path of self-realization. When we deny, when we complain, when we procrastinate, we are an obstruction to the path of self-realization. So to give a sense of gratification, it's a path for those who want to transcend material existence. In the first canto of Bhagavatam, Sutta Goswami, he told the sages and the Mishraya, that even the Varna Ashram, the activities meant for all the ashrams, it is recommended in the Shastra that we should belong to the ashrams and in that ashram perfect our life. But Sutta Goswami said, even the ashram that we may belong, if we don't use that ashram carefully and only for the purpose of pleasing the Supreme Personality of Godhead, it is useless. It is useless. It means that even in Christian consciousness, if our life is not encouraging other living entities to become devotees, we are useless. It is not enough to be in a movement. It is not enough to chant Hare Krishna mantra 16 rounds or 64 rounds. It is not enough. It is not enough simply to keep the four regulative principles. Keeping regulative principles is not devotional service. This is just to reform us from animal life and make us human so we can do what is meant for human beings. Don't do these regulations. It's meant for babies, children who have no intelligence how to behave, to see exactly what is meant for our self-interest, what is destructive. Therefore, the regulation is given. Don't do this because we are fools. So Sri Goswami said, do not engage ourselves in any occupation if that occupation would not provoke our attraction to develop pure love for Krishna. It is useless. It is successful if anything we do in this world will attract the attention of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So it is not enough to be in a movement, a Hare Krishna movement. It's very wonderful. Even a Hare Krishna movement, this is not ordinary movement. When you visit Hindu temples and look at their kirtan, why is it? They're just knocking things, right? But look at your kirtan. Huh? Very sweet. Pleasing to the soul. Because it's the activity of the soul meant for the pleasure of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So Christian consciousness means that we are living our life only to please the Supreme Personality of Godhead in all our activities. The interest, the motivation is to please the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That's our self-interest. Not to compete with animals. Competing with animals is not civilization, and that you find everywhere in the world. We have seen the birds are flying in the sky. They never crash one day. Is it not? Now we are competing with the birds, making airplanes, and we are crashing. Everywhere, every day. There is no civilization to facilitate our death. Civilization means to cultivate Krishna consciousness in all our activities, to be sure Lord Krishna is pleased with what I'm doing. That's Krishna consciousness or self-interest. Lord Krishna is pleased with what I'm doing. Therefore, every devotee must check what I am about to do, what I'm going to say, what I'm thinking. Is it pleasing to Krishna? A self-interest. To live a life which is very pleasing. It's encouraging. That people will just look at us and say, yes, I would like to be like this person. Because his life is a preacher. A preacher is not one who speaks the philosophy. A preacher is one whose activity is preaching. His existence, his life is preaching. Just look at him alone, you can become Krishna conscious. That's a preacher. Our self-interest will provoke attraction for Krishna. This is what Acharya has come to give us. And it will augur well for us if you simply follow the process. The Prabhupada said here in the purport that instead of becoming interested in sense gratification, one should divert his activities to satisfy the senses of the Supreme Soul. Now, Krishna consciousness activities means that and then in the Chaitanya Charitamrita we have this advice: if you're a logician, you know how to speculate, please just turn that interest, just turn that quality, just turn that ability into Krishna, and you attain perfection in that. Whatever is our situation, just engage that in Krishna consciousness. So Lord Sahadev said, please, my dear sons, do not engage in activity which is very common, very easy for everyone to do. Don't do that. Because anyone can simply do that. It's not difficult. But there is one activity which is not possible for everyone. Only for those who are very, very, very fortunate, they can take to that. What process is that? Austerity. Engage yourself in austerity. Krishna consciousness means austerity. Part of austerity. The second canto of Brahma, Lord Krishna told Brahma, see, let me tell you, Brahma, I created this material world through austerity. I'm maintaining it through austerity, and I will dissolve it through austerity. Therefore, I am austerity. Perform austerity in Krishna consciousness. Giving up sense gratification to please the sense of the Supreme Soul. That's austerity. It's austerity. By giving up bhoga to take prasadam. That's austerity. It's palatable austerity. Yes. Palatable austerity. Yes. But it is necessary. In the third canto, Kapil Muni told his mother, Tapashiva Param Jyotim Bhagavatam Adokshaje. Tapashaiva. Austerity is necessary. It is certain. You can't avoid it. If you want to realize Krishna, austerity is required. Tapashiva Param Jyotim Bhagavatam Adokshaje. It's necessary for self-realization, for self-interest. Give up sense gratification. Is it not a problem? So give up sense gratification. Even within Krishna consciousness movement, there's a lot of sense gratification. You're eating 8 o'clock, it means that you were too hungry. Does it mean you were too hungry from yesterday? Please try to control your senses. If you want to be a devotee, try to control your senses. Self-interest. Don't think there is no sanctification in Krishna consciousness. Of course, pure devotees or the part of Krishna consciousness is the highest sense gratification. The highest. Look at pure devotees, they're intoxicated. With pure love of Godhead. What is that? Sense gratification. Who can gratify sense more than the devotees of Krishna? But we have to give up contaminated sense gratification for the purest sense gratification. Right? We are living in the same palace with Krishna. Is it not? We are taking Lord Krishna's Mahaprasada. We are already living. Just being Krishna consciousness, we have acquired the perfection of living with Krishna in the Vaikuntha. We are already living with Krishna. Here. Not that we are going to go to Vaikuntha to live with Krishna. We are already living here with Krishna. We are already taking what Krishna is taking. Is it not? After offering article to Krishna, what do? The devotees. We are participating in everything that is being offered to Krishna already, right here. What do we expect after perfection? Supreme sense gratification. Therefore, to give up the mundane sense gratification, every intelligent person should go for it. Every intelligent person should go for it. Because we are actually meant for that. This is not a new thing. But because we have forgotten it for a long time, secondary thing has become like primary thing. And to give it up, we are finding it very difficult to do. So let us develop intelligence to understand what is Krishna consciousness. That cannot be compared to anything else in this material world. Hare Krishna. Thank you, Prabhu. Please forgive me for my inner ability to represent you properly. Any comments or questions, Prabhu? Please add something. Add something.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you very much, Maharaj. Very nice. Dear Govinda Maharaj, you are a dear, but you are acting like a thief. dear means sober, and thief means arrow.
Thank you.
So Maharaj is dear acting like thief. That is very interesting, and very nice thing you said, the human has more problems than animals. That is very interesting. So there were three persons traveling in one common flight. One was from USA, and one was from Europe, some advanced countries, and one was simple Indian sadhu. They say, do you know? US person said, we have something to fly in the sky when we go to the space. What is your invention? And the European said, we go deep down in the sea, submarine. What is your advancement? And the Indian person said, birds can fly in the sky, crocodiles and fishes can dive deep in the sea.
Yes.
We are trying to make two-legged human beings on this planet. We are trying to invent something to make a human being to walk on this planet. This is already going on. That's what Prabhupada said. Once somebody was surfacing on the water, he said, why is wasting human life that you can do in a fish life? But what is doing right now? So in 50 years of my tapasya, I learned to walk on the water. And sensual person says, worth 25 cents. What is this? 50 years. So that in 25 cents you can cross by a boat where you wasted your life to walk on the water. So it's interesting what you say. Anything which is not for self-realization is only sense gratification. So very interesting, this one point which very much I like is animals has less problems than human beings. And therefore, human beings are actually, I don't know what to say. They are living in problems and they still they are thinking they are higher than animals. Brahmaji, when he created animals, scare animals approach, Baba, we are hungry, we are hungry, we are hungry. Brahmaji said, go eat wherever you like, where whatever you get, whenever you get. So they eat everywhere, every time. And then human beings, they approach, Baba, we are also hungry, we are also hungry. He said, eat only regularly, with regulation twice a day. And they did for some time. And then they said, what? Brahmaji has done injustice to us. He allowed animals to eat every time and he only allowed twice us. We would not be less than animal. We would start eating every time. And they are eating now on the road with pani puri at one star and the something here. They all the way. You think that they are human beings walking, but they are walking animals on the street with eating on every stop. this is something very interesting. One, this point. The other point, which you made, Maharaj, is very nice. What is that? The other very interesting point. Maharaj, anybody remembers the other point? Maharaj said something very interesting.
Austerity.
Are you
saying that if we are present in the Krishna consciousness movement and we're only chanting?
We are already in Vaikuntha. That's what we are. We are not to die and then go to the Vaikuntha. We are living Vaikuntha people. That's what Prabhupada said. These are our Vaikuntha. These are Vaikuntha men. That's what Prabhupada said. Living in the temple is a Vaikuntha men. One of some interesting preaching point. Maharaj said, I mean, somebody remembers, I think. Yes?
Maharaj said, one has to live a life so that his life provokes the attraction of Krishna for others. So that
he lives a life that
provokes the attraction of Krishna for others.
So provokes the attraction of others.
Of Krishna?
For others.
Others get attracted. Reminded of Krishna.
I am simply doing the exercise to make you realize that what you heard, you simply meditate on that. It means after every class, at least everybody should have one or two points to chew whole day and really apply it somewhere in the mind. It's not that every day you just listen to class, half closed eyes, sometimes with full closed eyes. And then when we go out from here, then class is over. Because there's no exam in this class, therefore nobody has a worry. And the exam of this class is death. If you remember these classes, that death you will pass or fail. So this exam is only once. But usually these classes we don't take really like you take a class in this school, because after 1 year you have to appear in the exam, and therefore you are very much really curious. Is it right not there too much anxiety stand down, do something out of this class? We should not take it formally. We should really, at least for everybody, every speaker has something he is offering, and we should really take it, apply it in our life, and try to. Everybody may be a different thing, but there must be something for preaching, for self-application, for some higher purpose. So this is what I'm trying to say. I really very much appreciated Maharaj's enthusiasm about, you know, austerity. The sannyasi has to speak about austerity, otherwise who will tell about austerity? Everything is speaking about abstract. Everything is abstract, but there's no meaning to the life. Austerity is something. Divya tapam, what Maharaj said. Tapo divyam putraka. My dear sons, you perform the austerity and the sense gratification in all forms of human life, that Maharaj quoted from Rishabh is speaking to his great sons. And those great sons, they followed that. And the one who followed, Bharat Maharaj, and this whole planet is called Bharat Varsha for him. So by austerity you can make the history to change, the geography to change. If you simply do austerity, this is the result. We still call this Bharat Varsha. Maharaj followed that instruction. And the nine other sons followed that instruction, now Yogendra. And they become the greatest preacher of Bhagavad Dharma. So, but 81, they become Brahmins. They simply did karma karma. So instruction may be same, but everybody will take according to his taste. So we have to really here take something, at least everybody should be, when we go from here, we have something at least that today we gain, we learn, we advance something by being present in the morning Bhagavatam class. If this is our consciousness, then we will progress step by step further. Thank you very much, Maharaj, for nice, very strong and realized class. Thank you very much.
Thank
you. Anybody else please want to share? Probably.
I also appreciated very much the points that Maharaj was saying about how Lord Vishnu, he creates this world through austerity, he maintains it through austerity, and he destroys it through austerity. And also the point that Maharaj made that about taking prasadam is austerity. So that austerity isn't always difficult. When one gets the higher taste for Krishna consciousness, austerity is blissful. Austerity is attractive. And austerity is enlightening. And gives strength, gives perseverance, gives determination. So the main thing Srila Prabhupada said as far as austerity is following four regular principles. Chanting 16 rounds. And by doing these austerities, all success in human life can be obtained.
Thank you. Any one question? Anyone?
But this place, Lord Vishnu maintains the word austerity.
If you don't understand, the Lord Vishnu maintains the world through austerity, create the world through
Lord Vishnu appreciated the austerity Lord Brahma performed. Why did he appreciate austerity? Austerity generally means to right the wrong we have done. Generally, this is what people do austerity for. Or we are expecting something. Something I don't have, but beyond my capacity. So I want to achieve it. I will perform austerity to get it. What selfishness. But Lord Brahma performed austerity not because of anything, for the purpose of pleasing Lord Vishnu. So he can be able to serve Lord Vishnu perfectly as he wanted. That made Lord Vishnu to be very, very pleased with him. He shook hands with him and they told him, "Well done. You did well. I am very satisfied with the austerity." Therefore, he spoke this verse to him. He tried to understand that I created this material world through austerity and I'm maintaining it and I will deserve it also through austerity. Therefore, I am austerity. What is he saying? He is saying that we should follow austerity. He gave a blessing. Anyone who will come after you and perform the same austerity, this blessing automatically stands for him as well. So we are encouraged to live a simple life that will be able to attract the attention of Lord Krishna. And that is austerity on our part. Sacrifice our sense gratification to please the senses, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That's austerity. To please Lord Krishna. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Okay, last one. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Maharaj. It's a nice talk. Thank you. Maharaj, you were saying in the beginning that these fishes, they were not equipped in intelligence, that's why they got delivered. So, but being in this material world, it's very difficult to go on without duplicity, without exhibiting duplicitous nature, because there are many things which we need to perform, and it's very difficult to go on without exhibiting duplicitous nature. And even Prabhupada writes in Bhagavad Gita, very clear Prabhupada writes that duplicity being executed in Krishna's service is Krishna consciousness. So I wanted to clarify that how a devotee remains simple and being in material world. He can be simple, but at least some.
Thank you for the question. Duplicity is very dangerous. It is not at all necessary for a devotee. A devotee with duplicity will never be Krishna conscious. Because Krishna consciousness means to be straightforward in our dealings. Straight in our dealings. If you tell a spiritual master, "I have stomach problem," while you have headache, that duplicity. What will you do? If you tell a doctor you have headache while you have stomach problem, what will the doctor do? He will give you medicine for the headache. Will your stomach go?